It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Breaking news kicking off a new week.
General Colin Powell, the first African-American chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the first African-American secretary of state. We have just learned he has died at the age of 84. His family announced on Facebook that Powell died of complications from COVID. They add he was fully vaccinated. Again, major breaking news. Colin Powell has passed away.
The part CNN didn't say there. Powell was fully vaccinated. There are reports that he also had cancer. I don't know. More details to come, I'm sure. Meanwhile, the U.S. is now averaging about 85,000 new COVID-19 infections each day. That's down by more than 8,000 from the previous week. COVID-19 deaths are also down. Now, this could be an optimistic sign, but Dr. Fauci and other experts are still worried about low overall vaccination rates. With boosters becoming more widely available, there's also concern that an additional shot would widen the gap between the vaccinated and those skeptical of the vaccines. And a new variant of the Delta variant has been identified in the UK. It's still too early to know if it'll be an issue or not. But doctors are also now worried about a twindemic of COVID and the flu. The CDC suggests everyone get a flu shot before the end of October. Americans have built up less natural immunity against the flu now because so few were infected in 2020. The Senate is back in session Monday, the House returning Tuesday, and Democrats are still trying to decide how to bring down the cost of the Build Back Better bill. It looks like much-needed health care measures could be on the chopping block. The proposed package includes expanding Medicare to provide dental, vision, and hearing benefits, and expanding Medicaid in the 12 states that refuse to adopt the Affordable Care Act provision. Democrats would also enable Medicare to negotiate drug prices to help pay for those measures. But it looks like the spending bill could have to be shrunk down to between $1.5 and $2.2 trillion to appease a few certain senators. Remember, this package needs all 50 Democratic votes to pass. The most fervent opponent of allowing Medicare to negotiate seems to be Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who reportedly has taken some $750,000 from drug company-related contributors. Jury selection begins today for the state trial of three men facing charges in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia last year. Arbery, a 25-year-old black man, was out for a run near Brunswick, Georgia on February 23, 2020, when he was chased down and fatally shot. Jury selection could take weeks. Workers in Hollywood reached a tentative agreement on a new contract with the major film studios, likely averting the possibility of 60,000 workers walking off the job. But the contracts still have to be reviewed and ratified by membership, but at least production doesn't shut down today. The former guy has been ordered to give testimony under oath today in a lawsuit brought by a group of demonstrators who say his security guards roughed them up outside of Trump Tower in New York. This suit is one of at least 10 civil cases pending against the failed, twice-impeached former president. The videotaped deposition that he's supposed to give today will be played as Trump's testimony when the case goes to trial. It'll be his first such deposition since he was elected president in 2016. This lawsuit was filed in late 2015, and Trump's attorneys have tried many times to block him from testifying since then, including arguing in 2019 that he was too busy with his presidential duties, because we know he worked so hard. So remember Christopher Steele, the former British spy whose report, his so-called dossier, first sparked rumors of an infamous P-tape? That claim has been debunked many times over the last few years. Well, Michael Steele is speaking out again and saying that he still believes that such a tape actually does exist. In Steele's first major interview with ABC News, he told George Stephanopoulos that the alleged P-tape, quote, probably does exist. But he added that he, quote, wouldn't put 100% certainty on it. Asked why the supposed tape has never been released by the Russians, Steele said, quote, it hasn't needed to be released. I think the Russians felt they got pretty good value out of Donald Trump when he was president of the U.S., end quote. As for Trump, seemingly out of the blue, last week he blurted out to a group of donors that he definitely, quote, is not into golden showers. Methinks the man doth protest too much. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said on Sunday that the former guy's obsession with the 2020 election is, quote, not constructive and could spell disaster for the Republican Party in the 2022 midterms. Let's hope so. And Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said he would not vote for Trump if he ran for president again in 2024. Despite those high-profile defections, most Republicans have fallen back in line right behind Trump's lies. Amazing. 16 Americans and one Canadian were kidnapped Saturday by a gang known as 400 Mawozo, which is known for targeting religious groups, after they visited an orphanage. Haitian police said Sunday that this notorious gang, which has spread terror with a string of kidnappings and murders, was responsible for the abduction of 17 missionaries from the U.S.-based Christian Aid Ministries. It said the victims included 5 children, 7 women, and 5 men. 16 of them are U.S. citizens, one is Canadian. The organization said that the missionaries had gone to visit an orphanage when the armed men captured them. And finally, strike. This past week, 10,000 John Deere workers went on strike, and unions representing 31,000 Kaiser employees authorized walkouts. And about 60,000 Hollywood production workers were threatening a strike, but thankfully reached a last-minute deal on Saturday. The reason for the uptick in labor disputes? Well, employees have more leverage because they're becoming harder to replace, making striking less risky. And why are they striking? Well, many of them are angry that pay is not keeping up with profits or inflation. A good time to offer employees a living wage. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.